Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
You mentioned clean sheets a couple of times there. Yeah. Doesn't half help when you got the best in the world in the goal, does it?
He is awesome. In the simplest way, you get asked about him all the time, obviously, and I've been down there and watched him train, and my word, I come away gobsmacked. I know we see it in games, but you train the way you play the way you train. And in training, I just couldn't believe what I was watching. Like, he just made, and people say, well, why? What makes him stand out? And the easiest thing to say is he makes the easy things look easy and the hard things look easy. And that's the biggest compliment I can pay him. It's just no fuss. Massive the amount of saves he makes, contribution he makes, his presence. We're very, very lucky to have him on. You know, we've had some brilliant goalkeepers at Liverpool over the years, Clem and Bruce, and, you know, but Ali, if he keeps going the way he's going, he's going to certainly push him for the all-time best.
Yeah, if he hasn't already eclipsed him in my eyes. But you're right, I mean, you know, he's just phenomenal. But we have had some absolutely, we've been blessed at Liverpool to have some brilliant goalkeepers. I wanted to ask you, actually, and we don't often get a chance, or I don't often get a chance to speak to a former professional goalkeeper, of course. I often see, and people say, and I often say, that he is just, he's unbelievable at everything. Of course he is. He's a full package. But one-on-ones.
Well, I was just about to say one-on-ones.
He's a joke, isn't he?
He just, I mean, the amount, I don't know how many saves he made. I mean, there's one, obviously, at the weekend as well, doesn't it, that looks simple, but it's not. It's fun, but he makes it look easy. That's the biggest thing about him. He makes things look easy. But it's not. It's down to hours and hours and hours of training. And obviously having that ability as well. He's a class above a lot of goalkeepers, past and present. But he just, one-on-ones, he's just, when you just know he's going to save it. 9 times out of 10, and he does. When someone's through on goal, and that must be so great for the defenders knowing that he's behind you, but we're very lucky to have him. And if we're going to have success this year, he's going to be, again, a massive reason why.
100% he is, yeah. I did want to ask you about the Kevin Keller situation as well, because very good goalkeeper in his own right. You know what I mean? Really is top class. We're very fortunate to have such a squad of goalkeepers. Even Pitaluga behind him, young, but looks to have all the ability in the world. Coaching-wise, obviously, John Achterberg, we brought in Claudio Taffarel, his name
Jack's
escaped
there
me
as well, isn't he? Jack's
yeah.
there as well.
Yeah, we're really, sort of, like I said, really fortunate to have a good crop there. But on the Kelleher one, because we've seen the situation arise at Arsenal at the minute in terms of they've essentially got two number ones. It's got a little bit messy. It's mental, isn't it?
I don't know why they changed that for. I don't know why they went and got someone else. No. There's no need to. They've created a massive issue there. But I know what you're saying with Kraveen. I've seen him play from under 18s upwards. You mentioned there as well about Alisson. Since he's come to the club, it's gone to another level. I mean, he was brilliant before he come, but he's world class now. And that comes down to the training, what John's done with him. John Achterberg, Jack, and obviously he's brought Taffarel in now as well, but that's the keepers union as well, all the keepers are trained with. But Kraveen, I got asked this, and I was half surprised he didn't move in the summer. I thought there was interest in him, but I think next summer they've got a big not a problem, because Liverpool, and I said this, like, Liverpool will be fair with him, and it was blown out of all proportion saying that Kirkland tells Liverpool to. Did you see
I remember
it?
That. I seen Kirkland tells Liverpool to do the right thing.
Oh, man,
yeah,
I was fuming.
Yeah, because they got it out of context. Didn't finish a whole sentence, did they?
But
I remember that.
Kraveen has been that good of a servant and no fuss that if he went to the club and said, look, I want to move on, I need to go and play, the club would do it.
Yeah.
Because that's just the way Liverpool are. They're fair. So I think next summer could be the one. Because listen, you're not going to play in front of Ali. As simple as that. And hopefully we keep him for many more years. I know there's rumours of Saudi and all that, and they're with Ali, but if he stays, then whoever comes in, or he's not going to play that many games. So, I'm sure there's a plan. There's always has been a plan. I'm sure there's a plan behind the scenes with Kraveen. But the club will do right by what Kraveen wants, because he deserves to, because he's been an outstanding, loyal servant for the club.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, and I think he's got a part to play this season in terms of Europa League, Carabao Cup, maybe FA Cup as well.
Yeah, listen, it's what Kavin wants as well. Yeah. But was he now 24?
24, just checked then, yeah. Yeah,
so you need to be playing week in, week out now at his age. Probably before that, you know, when you get to 21, 22, you need to be playing week in, week out. But yeah, probably play, 15 games hopefully this season. If we obviously the further we go, maybe more. Will he be happy with that long term? I don't think so, because he's an ambitious lad, isn't he?
Yeah, and he's a talented lad.
International aspirations as well. So, but listen, we'll see what. But I wouldn't be surprised either way in the summer. No. But it'll be off through the, you know, through the blessing of Liverpool if he does ask to leave.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.